On 55 KRC, the talk station.
8:48 here at 55 KRC, the talk station. Happy Tuesday. Pleased to welcome back to the 55 KRC Morning Show, CEO of Sharefax Credit Union, formerly known as Emory Federal Credit Union, Todd Kane. Good to have you on the program today, Todd.
Good morning, Brian. Always a pleasure to be with you.
And I've been banking with Emory, now Sharefax, for way more than a decade. Always been a wonderful experience, and always tell my listeners it is a better way to bank. Compare what Sharefax, FKA Emory, does compared to the big banks you're working with. You'll find out it's a much more family-friendly environment. You guys provide wonderful customer service and have got some great rates, which we're going to talk about in a minute here. But first, the merger. Effective date, it's October 1st is the genuine effective date. That's tomorrow.
That's correct. So tomorrow, effectively, Sharefax and Emory will merge together, and members at either credit union can take advantage of dropping into any of our 9 locations and handling any of their banking needs anywhere throughout the tri-state.
Anybody in the tri-state's eligible to sign up for Emory, and got to encourage you to do that. So 9 branch locations now, that's one, I'd say, great positive step, more options for folks. But everything else going to be the same, like in terms of my experience with customer service, which has always been great, and the other elements that made Emory more like a family than an actual financial institution?
Absolutely. Nothing will change as far as that atmosphere. At Sharefax, we have the very same type of atmosphere. It's a family member first organization, and we're happy to bring the Emory and Sharefax brands together into one organization. I think our members are going to see some great things going forward over the next few months. On the Emory side, you know, as we kind of transition through this, really nothing will change. Continue to log on to your online banking and use your mobile app just like you are today. And as we get closer to transitioning everything together, we'll be communicating that out to the membership over, you know, sometime in the middle of next year when we can get that done and make it great for everybody.
All right. And I know the website is sharefax.org. Now, in the future, for my current Emory banking friends out there, including me, emoryfcu.org is where I'd log in to get my pull up my bank account and engage in financial transactions to pay bills, et cetera. Will that site go away with notice, or will we continue to be able to use that as an option? Are we going to be going over to sharefax.org, Todd?
Great question. For now, nothing will change. Continue to go to emoryfcu.org. That website will be up and active until we do make those changes in the fall of next year. But we will communicate that out well in advance before any of those changes are made. But for today, tomorrow, and until we communicate with everyone, continue to access your banking information just like you always have.
Fantastic. Well, you satisfied my curiosity anyway, Todd, and let people know what's coming down the path. All right, let's talk about some promotions. A better way to bank, it always is. I know you guys have great rates. What about this 5-month CD thing you got going on now?
So for the merger, we wanted to offer the membership, both at Sharefax and Emory, some great new services or great new offerings. So 5-month, 4.25 APY share certificate that we will launch tomorrow. You'll be able to see that on both websites and take advantage of that at any one of the 9 locations. Happy to do that. That's obviously one of the advantages of combining both organizations. We can do these offer these great rates, and we're happy to do it.
And also in the area of closing costs, I know there's quite often a closing cost concerns for folks. What about closing costs on home equity loans and lines of credit?
For the month of October, we are doing a no closing cost special, also related to the merger. So if you need a home equity loan to do any home improvements, or just want to put that line of credit out there for maybe a future home improvement or some other need that you may have, no closing costs for you to get those set up.
I don't want to put you on the spot, Todd, because if you don't, it's an acceptable response. But my experience with Emory is you keep the paper in-house. So, for example, if I got a mortgage from you, you would retain that, and I would be working with you, not some other entity that you sell the paper to. Is that still the case with Sharefax, Todd? Again, I hate to put you on the spot.
No, thanks. Thanks for asking. We absolutely do.
Great.
There are some instances where some of that does get sold off, if you will, into the secondary market, but that's in really, really odd circumstances. But just like Emory, we keep 99% of the paper, and you continue to make your payments. Come in and see us if you have questions, you want to change something. Come see us. We'll take care of it.
You will take care of it. Like if the interest rates drop. I signed a piece of paper, Todd, and you lowered my interest rate when I had a mortgage. I mean, my mind was blown on that. Because if I went through anybody else, I would have had to refinance the whole thing. It would have come along with all kinds of costs associated with the refi.
Yeah, we don't want to put anyone through that. I mean, when rates do go down, and we may continue to see rates go down over the next several Fed meetings. And if that happens and mortgage rates fall and you can take advantage of a better rate than you have today, we're happy to do that.
I'd love that.
So simply, as you said, just sign a piece of paper.
Todd, it's just awesome. It's like having adjustable rate mortgage that you only option when it goes down. Todd, it's amazing. That's why I say, listen, you got to give them a shot. Sharefacts.org is where you find the merged entities, which closes and completes tomorrow. Todd, it's always great talking with you, and thanks for sharing the love about Sharefacts, and I wish you all the best on your future in the merger, and we'll strongly recommend my listeners head on over to the website, sharefacts.org, and learn about it.
Thanks, Brian. And if I could, before you let me go, you always have been a very kind participant in the Emory Federal Credit Union Golf Outing. Thank you so much for being there with us when we had that event last month. 19 years. I don't have the exact amount of money we raised yet from that event, but next year is going to be our 20th event, and we're going to plan something special for that. But wanted to thank you for always being there to help kick off the event and be there with us.
You're doing work for charity. You're doing great work, and I am so pleased to just get invited to be there, Todd. It's become an annual tradition for me, and I'm ready to get invited for next year's 20th, Todd. So you just say the word, I'll be there as always.
Well, we appreciate it, and the invites will be in the mail.
I appreciate it. Todd, you have a wonderful day, and keep up the great work. Sharefacts.org is where you find them. Folks, if you didn't get a chance to, Dave Williams.